There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Good morning, Nevada and Southern California. This is Megan Barth with RigandBabe.com, filling in today for Kevin Wall all day until noon. And then tomorrow I'll be back in this chair again from 9 a.m. to noon as well, as he's taking a well-deserved holiday break from the news. But I am happy to fill in, because I'm always happy to sit behind this microphone and give you a huge dose of truth. No BS, no filter, no fake news here. You're listening to 790 Talk Now in Las Vegas, 98.1 Talk Now in the Coachella Valley. And if you're listening up in Reno and Sparks, 1400 AM. But we are all over this state, and I love to hear from you. We had a great caller named Judy. Just wonderful. I love to hear from women, especially independent women, conservative women, because there are a lot more of us out there than the mainstream media wants you to believe. So I'm always happy to have this mic and take your calls. 1-844-2-NEVADA, 1-844-263-8232. So we are looking forward to 2019. I am. There's a lot on the horizon in 2019, both personally and professionally. But I'm not so much looking forward to the Democrats taking over the House and taking up all of the leadership positions in the committees. This is a huge blow to the Republicans, and they're going to have to figure out, hopefully, when Trump is on the ballot in 2020, we'll take some of that power back. And specifically, we'll take the power back with conservative Republicans, not moderate Republicans like Jeff Flake and Corker and others who like to do deals with Democrats instead of defeat Democrats. It's interesting, you always hear Democrats say, but bipartisanship, bipartisanship. Well, bipartisanship to Democrats means that we sacrifice all of our principles for bigger government. And big government is a huge threat to every single American. And that's why, as conservatives, we must fight for smaller government. You know, Ronald Reagan said it best, and I paraphrase, you cannot be for the little guy and be for big government. And so this whole government shutdown is 20% of the government, which represents close to 500,000 employees. And these 500,000 employees are considered non-essential. Have you ever heard of a company like that that has non-essential employees being paid a full salary with benefits, time off and pension? If they're non-essential, what the hell are they doing there? And they're still getting paid. And they're living in the five, you know, wealthiest counties in the country, which surround D.C. And are in Virginia. Actually, the top 20 of the top 20 counties, the wealthiest counties in this country, four surround D.C., four or five. And then I think D.C. and Virginia have a total of nine or 10. So all of that concentrated wealth in the swamp. And wherever you see concentrated wealth, you find concentrated power. And wherever you see concentrated power, you find corruption. And if we had a press worth anything, they would look into the corruption of the swamp. But the swamp protects its corruption by writing bills that protect themselves, by having ethics committees. Really? There's ethics committees in D.C.? What exactly are they doing? We've got over 200 settlements paid out to congressional staffers to the tunes of, I think, like $100 million. I'll have to check. Millions of dollars of taxpayer money has been used to pay the women and men who were sexually harassed or assaulted and terminated. These lawsuits or these claims never made the light of day because, oh, guess what? They are under lock and key. Why? It's my money. I paid, was forced to pay to cover up someone's alleged crime who happens to serve in the Congress. One good example is another person who is a congressman who's going to take a chair position, like Adam Schiff is going to be the chair of the Intelligence Committee. Jerry Nadler is going to be chair of the Judicial Committee. And now we got Bobby Scott, a Democrat out of Virginia. He is the likely incoming chair of the Education and Workforce Committee, who also introduced a Workers' Freedom to Negotiate Act. That euphemism means that this act would ban state laws. So I guess the 10th Amendment means nothing to Democrats. It does only in certain cases. That bans state laws that allow employees to opt not to join a union and pay union dues. Currently, 28 states have some form of right to work law. Well, you have absolutely no right to not join a union. You must be forced to join a union and forced to pay dues. That's another big government program that the Democrats are going to push through their House majority, and they'll likely do it because they are pawns of the unions and vice versa. When you look at how unions spend their money, whether it's the National Education Union or whether it's the National Workers Union, whatever union, 90% of union dues on average, if you go to the Sunlight Foundation, they track all of this, 90% or more goes to Democrats. So, of course, Bobby Scott wants to give his union buddies more billions of dollars to spend on Democrats so that Democrats will have power. So I said, geez, you know, Bobby Scott, that name is familiar. I don't really know, you know, every congressman, obviously, but Bobby Scott, his name was kind of sticking in my craw. And so I went and I Googled Bobby Scott. And oh, Bobby Scott, a former aide accused Bobby Scott of sexual misconduct in 2017. Where's the Me Too movement? Oh, that's right. The Me Too movement looks the other way when it's Democrats. I forgot. So Bobby Scott, a former aide to Rep. Bobby Scott on Friday, this is December 2017, so just a year ago, accused the Virginia Democrat of sexual misconduct and said he fired her after she rebuffed his alleged advances. Scott strongly denied the accusations, and his office says they didn't terminate Everson. She left with a letter of recommendation from the congressman, and then she went to the House Financial Services Committee, which dismissed her. How convenient. So Scott didn't have to have the blood on his hands. He just used a committee in order to do his bidding. Like he'll use this Education Workforce Committee to line his pocketbooks. So where's the why should he be in a leadership position if, according to Democrats, all women are to be believed? All women are to be believed. Now, when you look through this article, and if you just, it appeared on, I think this is NBC. Yeah, NBC News. Former aide accuses Rep. Bobby Scott of sexual misconduct. She actually is on video. She gives a pretty compelling story. But again, in the age of double standards, which is all the Democrats have because they have none. I mean, if they have any standards at all, they're double standards. They will continue to protect a potential predator like Bobby Scott, but they will run with any unfounded accusation or lie against someone like Brett Kavanaugh. Now, Bobby Scott is a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. He also considers himself to be a progressive, which means a socialist, of course. And so you go back to the one, all of these programs that the Democrats aim, which the Daily Caller refers to quite fittingly as the largest expansion of government ever. This better deal, all this school spending on infrastructure, et cetera, will be chaired by Bobby Scott. He wants to force people to pay or to work for a union and to pay into the union. But it goes beyond just a better deal. So they think they have a better deal than the lowest unemployment rates since 1960s. This is a better deal. But part of the better deal, in walks the socialist darling that is coming up the ranks by the name of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, she doesn't just have a better deal. She has a Green New Deal. So this proposal, this Green New Deal, could be the largest expansion of government since the Great Society or the New Deal. So we've got the New Deal. Now we've got the better deal. Now we've got the Green New Deal. Just try to follow the bouncing ball here. So this Green New Deal could cost tens of trillions of dollars. Oh, so on top of the $33 trillion of the Medicare for All proposal they want to shove down our throats like they did Obamacare, now they've got a Green New Deal, which will just add tens of trillions of dollars more. So by my estimation, we're nearing over $100 trillion, but they can't find $5 billion for the wall. They can find all the money for all these new deals, better deals, green deals. Now, what's interesting is that Democrats are increasingly lining up to support a Green New Deal. Oh, imagine that. Which, while vague on details, which is always the case, isn't it? Well, how are you going to pay for it? Well, we really don't know. But it's a good idea. So it's vague on the details, but as it stands, the Green New Deal is more aspirational than actual policy. Well, no kidding. It takes its name from the New Deals of the 1930s. Of course, one of the primary backers is the AOC. What is she? She's definitely not. She's not going to split the next atom. Okay, let's just put it that way. She's not going to invent the next widget. She's going to invent this New Deal, that Green New Deal, that no one really knows what is part of the legislation. But they just know. The Democrats, at least 40 Democrat lawmakers, have said that it's part of a broad plan to fight global warming and bring about what they see as economic, social, and racial justice. You know what brings about economic, social, and racial justice? Jobs. And so far under this president, we have had more jobs created, like I said, in modern times, since the 1960s, the lowest unemployment. When you look at the youth back in the workforce, more women back in the youth force, more black youth back in the youth force, workforce, more Hispanics back in the workforce. Every single demographic is working again. That is economic, social, and racial justice. But socialists, the Democrat Party, the progressives, will tell you that only government and the expansion of government brings about racial, social, and economic justice. And there is no bigger lie that has ever been told and no bigger lie that has ever been swallowed, specifically by the millennials. I would love, you know, I know we have millennial listeners. I would love to hear what you think about perhaps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'll get that right sometime. or Bernie Sanders, who's another front runner for the 2020 ticket. The socialists are rising up. And only Americans are going to be able to rise up and defeat the socialists. We always have. We will continue to do so. And we can do it at the ballot box. So when we get back after this next break, I'm going to talk a little bit about election fraud and voter fraud. This is Megan Barth filling in for the great Kevin Wall on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop so in. Very
nice. Oh, that's so nice, Jameson. Thank you so much. Welcome back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Filling in for the great Kevin Wall today. I'm here till noon, tomorrow from 9 to noon. As always, I will take your calls because we don't have any guests today. We'll have some tomorrow that I've lined up. But today it's just you and I and all throughout Nevada and in Southern California. Feel free to call toll free. It's 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. And then before we went to break, I kind of gave you a little bit of a teaser there that we were going to talk a little bit about voter fraud. And those that have listened to me for the last few years, specifically since the 2016 elections, I have been sort of the Paul Revere, if you will, trying to wave the bell, scream through the microphone, hello, the fraud is coming, the fraud is coming. And why do I kind of, why have I taken this on as, I guess, my bailiwick? Well, it's because your voice is the only thing that you have. And your voice is your vote. The vote is the only is your most sacred and fundamental right. If someone votes twice, or if an illegal alien votes, or if a legal alien votes, they silence your voice. They take away your vote and they take away your power. So we run the risk of having people in office that aren't deservedly they weren't elected legally. They don't truly represent the constituency of this state. And so in 2016, we put together an investigative report. We had delivered it. It was in the Las Vegas FBI office. They never opened an investigation, according to my investigator. At least we assume that they didn't, even though it was a great investigative brief. And it really highlighted a lot of what I would call interesting anomalies within our whole entire voting process. Because the whole entire voting process really is a joke. Let's not mince words. And I speak from a process standpoint when it comes to voting. Because every time, and the Democrats know this, and the Democrats are not necessarily all about policy, they're all about process. That's something that J. Christian Adams emphasizes. And when you And in order to expound on that point, and maybe to make it a little bit more tangible, what that means is, let's say, for example, you have a manufacturing process. Okay, you're building widgets. Well, in order to build a 99.9% reliable widget, which should be your throughput, you got to make sure that you validate the process. And you have to have a repeatability of that process. Right, so it can become standard operating procedure. You're getting widgets at 99.9% accuracy or over 90% accuracy, and all is good. You really don't have a lot of scrap. But then you deviate from the process, and guess what happens? Well, you're going to get less good widgets, right? You're going to get more scrap because you deviated from the process. And by deviating from the process, you basically invite more mistakes. You invite more fraud. Well, the Democrats continued to deviate from the process and then make laws protecting those deviations. Like early voting, late voting even. No, early voter registration. Voting lasts now like 6 months. I mean, how much longer must we have a voting time? I mean, it's like 2 weeks early voting, 6 weeks early voting. Anyone can register anybody. Illegal aliens can register illegal aliens. Third parties can register anybody they want. They don't even have to check IDs. There's no IDs required to vote. That would be racist. So let's get into all of that after we get back. You're listening to Megan Barth, filling in for Kevin Wall on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk Now, Talk That Rocks.
Welcome back. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, coming at you live out of Las Vegas on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And all throughout the state of Nevada and in Southern California, you can call toll-free 1-844-2-NEVADA, 1-844-263-8232. Before we went to the break, I was talking about how the Democrats manipulate the process in order to protect the fraud. And so, like I said, they've got all these different types of ballots. They've got all these different types of additions to how we vote, where we vote, when we vote, who can vote. You manipulate the process, you manipulate the entire system without, and then not going back in to validate the change, right? So every time you change a process, you have to revalidate it. Well, it just becomes this ever-growing mass of chaos that exists within our voting system. Lost ballots, found ballots, destroyed ballots, provisional ballots. You know, I had a lot of people call me and email me, and you can reach me through my website, ReaganBabe.com, under the contact button. But I've had a lot of emails, a lot with anecdotal, you know, information. You know, I saw this, I witnessed this, and that's all good and fine. And anecdotes are interesting to hear, but you know, you need hard data, right? You need hard data in order to have something to go on. And you know, what we found when we looked at the data, the rolls, we found, you know, 118-year-old voters. Now, it looks and appears like we had a few 118-year-old voters that went to the polls. That would be highly unlikely, to put it kindly. But Wayne Thorley was kind enough to reach out to me yesterday after I had contacted him in reply. And he had said, you know, we believe that to be a data input error whereby, you know, they were 18-year-olds. So they would have been born in 2000 instead of 1900. Okay, that could be plausible. And they're going to check and, you know, do all of the cross-examination. Okay, fine. But what about the person that was born in 1917 that voted? Or 1901, excuse me, 1901 that voted. The 1900, that might be a clerical error. It might be 2018. But we had voters that were born in 1901. So that couldn't be someone born in 2001 because they wouldn't be old enough to vote. See what I'm saying? We also found hundreds of double registered voters, hundreds. And we're talking about a data set that is about 8% of the total entire set of the county. Okay, so we looked at maybe 8% of the records. And we found hundreds of duplicate registrants. Now, why is that concerning? Well, it's concerning because there's hundreds of duplicate registrants, but also those people perhaps might be getting sample ballots. And you have all these sample ballots flying around, which could easily be used as, you know, by someone else, or by used by the same person twice at different voting locations. So if you're registered as, you know, Thomas P. Mack at X address, and then you're listed as Thomas Patrick Mack at the same address, well, you might be getting two voter registrations, and you might be the same person, especially when your birth date matches. And you're living at the same address. So it's those things that caught our eye just looking from a very small subset. I remember listening to Barbara Zagaski speak at a event, and she said, we don't have voter fraud, we have voter registration fraud. Okay, that might be true. However, how can you have one and not the other? And so the Democrats know that they can basically dirty the voter rolls, thereby making it more difficult for our Secretary of State to do her or his job. And dirty voter rolls yield dirty elections. And you can read that story on ReaganBabe.com. It is, I did a part two to that story, and I'm going to do a part three to that story. Dirty voter rolls yield dirty elections. I've been talking about this since 2016. Now, since I've been talking about it since 2016, I haven't found the political will to do anything about it. I can only do so much. I can talk about it. I can have my volunteers look at the data rolls. I can have friends of mine conduct a preliminary investigation and put together investigative reports. But I cannot push any really further than just simply highlighting what we found. It takes political will to do something. To raise the red flags. To say, hello, why aren't we modeling our voter registration system, or at least our voting system, after other states, states that are requiring ID? I don't know, states like Texas. We could, but there has to be the political will to do it. And so far, I haven't seen any. Now, with this investigative report that I handled over to the Secretary of State and Wayne Thorley, and I thank you, Wayne, if you're listening, for keeping me in the loop, because I want to stay in the loop. Because for as long as I'll be talking about these issues. And but what I was telling a friend of mine the other day is that sometimes I feel like I'm screaming into a black hole. And our politicians, our elected and appointed politicians, haven't reached out to me. I have sent two of them the investigative report. I followed up with each of them and asked them if they had received it, because I had not heard from them and I have not heard a word. Now, granted, it's Christmas time and, you know, perhaps they're out of town. But just a simple email back that says, Meg, got the report. Thanks. Meg, you're nuts. Okay, whatever, whatever. Just something. So until I hear from some of those that I sent this report to, I'm just going to keep talking about it. And after I hear from them, I'm going to keep talking about it. So we'll see what Wayne says, and I'll continue to keep you all apprised about this. But what I can tell you is what we found is very concerning. And what we also know to be fact is that the registrations of voters in this state and 46 other states, mind you, the registrations are not checked for citizenship. Huh. So we have no idea how many illegal aliens or legal aliens are on our rolls, because no one's checking. So when you ask, you know, the Secretary of State how many illegal aliens are on the rolls, they'll never give you a straight answer, because they don't have a process by which they check the citizenship of registered voters. Now, the left will say, but we asked the question, one of the very first questions on the voter registration form is, are you a citizen or aren't you? Oh, really? So you think that someone that lives here illegally, that broke the law in the first place, is going to be all of a sudden honest when it comes to voter registration? What about the third parties like La Familia Vota? You think that they are registering illegal aliens knowing that they can get away with it? What about progressive organizations like Plan Nevada, which is a George Soros op that operates out in Reno and operates down in Las Vegas here? They've blocked me on Twitter. Geez, I wonder why. They were doing taco trucks on every corner and registering people to vote. Dirty voter rolls yield dirty elections. So that is the update on voter fraud. And as always, we always get calls when I talk about this. We have some people on the line. If you'd like to call, 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. And we'll take a caller that's been holding on line two. Hi, Robert. It's Megan.
God bless you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I've tried to reach out to Secretary of State over 50 times. I did help Chris Kobach's office. There was a lady named Desiree. She would take information, but they never did anything, and he lost. But anyway, in Kansas, you can actually download the actual master list of registered names, A through Z, like a phone book of Republicans, A through Z of all the Democrats. And if anybody just looks at the Politico map, the whole state was red except for those two criminal counties. And what we're asking as citizens of the United States and as the state is that the Secretary of State give us the master list, A through Z names, A through Z, Republicans and Democrats, the state master and the counties. The evidence is there. They actually use Democrats, Republicans' names on the Democrat side, and then the crimes are in those two counties, and the evidence is there. Give us the list, Ms. Sagaski and Worley, okay? And the interesting thing is that a guy named, his name is actually Jose Martinez. He voted in North Las Vegas, and he drove over to Bonanza and voted. He said he voted five times. I talked to him. I already talked to the FBI, but they don't do nothing. The point is that the evidence is there. It's not over. Okay, if you rob a bank 6 weeks ago, you're still guilty of bank robbery. This is a crime, and I'm asking the president to put together a real task force because there is never a task force. We are investigating a crime. This is not fluffy. They stole our state through criminal fraud. And Sagaski, you and Morley, I'll pay you $1,000 if you can take a polygraph. And here's my question, ladies and gentlemen, in front of everybody in the nation, did they give you some money on the side? You got paid, okay? I'm a Hungarian. And they told us that the half the Secretary of States are on the payroll. And I will bet you my freedom that you're on the payroll. You're a criminal.
Well, thank you, Robert. But no, he talks about a master list, and he makes a good point. But he also talks about the task force. And the task force that Donald Trump had put together was sued no less than 26 times. And so what they did is they made the political decision, although I think an unwise one, to disband it. Now, after talking to J. Christian Adams, he was also part of that task force, as well as some others, he wanted to fight. But there wasn't the political will to fight. When I was talking to J. Christian last week, too, he said, well, thank God, you know, Barbara did win the Secretary of State's office because she's really the only Republican that survived on the national ticket, or on the state ticket, rather. And I said, yeah, because, you know, obviously, if we had a Secretary of State like California Secretary of State, the Democrats would ram down every sort of voter law they could do, like ballot harvesting. Not legal in 49 other states except for California. Geez, I wonder why. And that's what pushed the Democrats' party into unilateral control and power of Orange County, first time in Orange County's history. And another thing that is not often talked about, and I will talk about after our next break, is why are the Democrats protecting illegal aliens? Now, is it due to dependency? Yes. Is it due to power? Yes. But it's also due to the census. And I just wrote an article that appeared in the Washington Times on Christmas Day called "The Science Behind Trump's Census." And I will read that to you in a portion of it. But to understand how not only crazy our voting process has become because of all the manipulations to the process, in order to understand our power as voters, we also have to understand how the census can give us that power or also take away our power. So we'll get to the census right after this next break. This is Megan Barth filling in for the great Kevin Wall on 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks.
There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year. Ooh.
And welcome back. This is Megan Barr with RigandBabe.com talking to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks. Filling in for the great Kevin Wall today. And we just have another hour to go. That's it. Time flies when you're having fun. That's why I loved being behind this mic. But I'll be back tomorrow as well, 9 to noon, and we'll get into more issues of the day and the year, because the news is flying at me like 100 miles an hour, and then it changes on the edge of a dime. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to stay on top of everything, but that's what I love to do, and that's what I try to do best. And one more thing I wanted to mention about some of the registrations that we saw, voter roll data that we saw, is that third-party organizations like La Familia Vota and Plan Nevada and Culinary Union 226 and other agents of the left, they were registering an enormous amount of nonpartisan voters. Enormous amount of nonpartisan. Now, really, they didn't find more Democrats. That just, to me, that kind of anomaly kind of stuck out there and hung in the wind. Like, wow, La Familia Vota is really bringing in the nonpartisan, you know, no party voters. Okay. But nonetheless, I was also talking about the census. And the census is something that people necessarily may not understand or realize how the census is such an important tool and how we are represented. And the census determines really the representation that each state is allotted based on the number of citizens that impact, of course, the number in the Electoral College. Okay. So since 1950, we have not asked the citizenship question on the census. Did you know that? Since 1950, we have not asked that question. So why do you think that the Democrats want more illegal aliens, or they protect illegal aliens? Well, the New York Times tells us why. The New York Times says because non-citizens live primarily in areas that vote Democratic, reduced census totals would likely increase Republican representation. So by counting illegal aliens in our census, or legal aliens, non-citizens in our census, we are giving the Democrats more power by giving them more representation, specifically in states like California, that estimates are basically 30% of the total number of illegal aliens in this country reside in California. And that might be a light estimate, quite frankly. But I wrote about the census, and I got some hate mail from libs, of course, calling me stupid. Oh, wow, that's a new one. So I wrote about it, and it appeared in the New York, in the Washington Times on Christmas Eve, and it's still up there. And it is called The Science Behind Trump's 2020 Census. And I'd just like to read you an excerpt. The Trump administration has sought to include the question of citizenship in the 2020 census, something that nations have done since ancient times. The Bible notes multiple censuses taken by various nations and used for a variety of purposes. Today, U.S. allies like Australia and Canada continue to ask the question. The United States has asked about citizenship on the census for 130 years, and the U.S. government continues to ask about citizenship in its annual American Community Survey. The citizenship question is so prevalent that it is a primary inquiry every time someone applies for a job, opens a bank account, or enrolls in school. So although a prevalent question, the left is fighting this question. And within the next few weeks, U.S. District Judge Jesse M. Furman, an Obama nominee and brother to Jason Furman, an economic advisor to President Obama, will decide whether Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross acted legally when he decided to include the citizenship question on the census for the first time since 1950. According to the New York Times, Judge Furman will nonetheless be weighing in on an issue with enormous stakes. A significant undercount of minorities. Now, do you see what they say there? A significant undercount of minorities would skew the allotment of hundreds of billions of dollars in federal money, distort business decisions based on census data, and potentially alter the reapportionment of state and local political districts. So no matter Judge Furman's ruling, the case is expected to be heard and decided by the U.S. Supreme Court by June of 2019. The fear-mongering surrounding this proposed question in the census is simply a distraction from the fundamental question. Should the United States have accurate information about its citizens who are legally able to vote and thereby be accurately represented? Why are we counting illegal aliens and non-citizens in our census? They are not allowed to vote. They should not have a say in the apportionment of legislative seats. And so if we were to ask the citizenship question, and hopefully the Supreme Court does his job and Roberts doesn't torpedo it, California could lose four representatives. Four. They say 4-6. And so because, as the New York Times tells us, as they admit, remember, the New York Times said, because non-citizens, now notice how the New York Times did this. A significant undercount of minorities, they used fear, and then just a sentence down, because non-citizens live primarily in areas that vote Democratic. This isn't about a minority issue, even though the left's going to paint it. Oh, by asking the citizenship question, you're of course racist. We're not talking about minorities. We're talking about non-citizens. A reduced census total would likely increase Republican representation, and that scares the hell out of the Democrats. I'll scare the hell out of the Democrats after this next break, too. You're listening to Megan Barra filling in for Kevin Wall on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And another one gone,
and another one gone. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.